With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Democrats a step closer to taking the closely divided U.S. House in the fall. Virginians have narrowly approved a new congressional map, likely giving the Democrats four additional congressional seats.
Democrats Barack Obama and Congressman Hakeem Jeffries were among those pushing for the measure, which gives Democrats 10 congressional districts and Republicans just one. It passed by a rounded 51-49% as Northern Virginia votes for the new map overwhelmed a strong downstate turnout against it. But this is not yet the final word. A redistricting challenge is on the Virginia Supreme Court's emergency docket. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Fresh Iranian attacks in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has fired on three ships and seized two of them. The attacks come a day after President Trump extended the Iran war ceasefire indefinitely. At the same time, he refused to lift the blockade of Iranian ports, something that's being demanded by Tehran. The president took part in a marathon Bible reading event the other day, joining many others in reading a passage of scripture during an event live streamed from the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
A familiar passage from 2 Chronicles, which has long been a major theme at annual National Day of Prayer events. Watching Wall Street this hour, stocks have been sharply higher all morning long. The Dow is up 406 points. While the NASDAQ Composite Index is in record territory, it's up 305 points, and the S&P better by 65. This is SRN News. Christians in the United Kingdom are concerned.
According to a new report from the Evangelical Alliance, most believers feel relatively confident in their religious freedom under British law, but they also see the culture turning away from the faith and wonder what it will mean for the future. A lot of Christians say they don't feel comfortable expressing their beliefs on social issues anymore. The Alliance says, quote, "This tension between objective freedoms and subjective experience sits at the heart of this report." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Supreme Court will hear from Catholic preschools that say it's unconstitutional to exclude them from a state-funded program because they will not admit the children of gay couples. It's the latest religious freedom case for the conservative majority court, the case being brought by Colorado's St. Mary Catholic Parish and the Archdiocese of Denver. With support from the Trump administration, the schools argue that Colorado is violating their religious rights. This is SRN News. A rough way to start the day for some light rail passengers in the nation's capital.
Officials say 11 people were injured when a work vehicle hit a commuter train in downtown Washington early Wednesday. They say none of the injuries is life-threatening. A social media post says the Silver Line train was stationary when the work vehicle struck it just after midnight at the Metro Center station. The station is a major transfer point. Metro riders are being told to expect delays throughout the system while the collision is being investigated. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Trump's nominee to serve as the next chairman of the Federal Reserve, Kevin Warsh, told at a Senate hearing that he has never promised the White House that he would cut interest rates. President Trump has repeatedly urged the Federal Reserve to cut rates, give the economy a boost. More details, SRNNews.com.